CKNXNewsToday.ca, Midwestern Ontario's most trusted source for news. Brought to you by Roberts Farm Equipment. Cub Cadet lawnmowers are in stock. If you need a tune-up, we service all makes and models. Visit Roberts Farm Equipment today.
With an update from CKNXNewsToday.ca, I'm Janice McKay. A community vigil is planned tonight in support of Durham Hospital, protesting a plan to move all inpatient beds there to other sites. Save Durham Hospital Committee is organizing a march starting at Durham Arena at 7:30 this evening and ending at the hospital with a candlelight vigil. A rain date is tomorrow at the same time. South Bruce Gray Health Center runs hospitals in Durham, Chesley, Walkerton, and Kincardine. They announced in April that as of June 3rd, Durham's 10 inpatient beds would be transferred to Walkerton and Kincardine hospitals due to staff shortages. Durham's emergency department hours were reduced recently from 24/7 to a 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. schedule, with periodic closures due to staff shortages. The latest Consumer Price Index report may be welcome news for Canadians struggling to make ends meet. Inflation continued to decelerate last month to 2.7%. The Bank of Canada said it was looking for more signs inflation would slow down before announcing a cut in its key lending rate, with the next policy announcement coming June 5th. The lower costs for food, services, and durable goods helped lower inflation in April, but the rate would have been even lower had gasoline prices not moderated the slowdown. The switch to summer blend, concerns about supply, and the federal carbon tax drove gas prices up 6.1% in April from a year ago. Excluding gas, the rate of inflation was 2.5%. Another Huron County High School has brought home a gold standing after competing at the Music Fest Nationals last week. Kate Otterbein has the details.
St. Anne's Catholic Secondary School's concert band joins Central Huron Secondary School in bringing home a gold standing. The award adds to St. Anne's 2015 and 2017 awards. The band consisted of 31 members, playing three songs for a panel of judges. Teacher Josh Geddes says the feedback was great, adding it wasn't easy for students who started high school during the COVID-19 pandemic to turn the music program around in 2.5 years. The victory marks a wrap on the high school's band season. For CKNXNewsToday.ca, I'm Kate Otterbein.
A long-awaited report on ways the federal government can improve the lives of temporary foreign workers in Canada includes suggestions on how to overhaul the system. The Standing Committee on Social Affairs, Science and Technology released a 152-page report outlining the conditions under which abuse of temporary foreign workers occurs and what Ottawa can do to prevent it. Recommendations include unannounced workplace inspections, being more transparent about the path to permanent residency in Canada in the workers' home country, and boosting funding for advocacy. For more on these and other stories, go to CKNXNewsToday.ca.
Toronto Blue Jays are starting to put things together. Winners in each of their last two games. At home against the White Sox again at 7 with Yasai Kikuchi on the mound at 7:07 first pitch. Listen live on AM 920 CKNX. Walter Cup final in the PWHL. Minnesota in Boston at 7 for game 2 with Boston up 1-0. A big day for FE Medill's senior boys soccer team. The Mustangs still have an outside shot at a playoff spot. They'll need to win both of their games at FE Medill today in order to get there, as well as receive some help from other teams to clinch a spot in the top four. Medill taking on Listowel right now, and they'll also take on South Huron at 4:30. Boys and girls soccer finishing up today in Huron Perth at Medill and at St. Michael's in Stratford. Playoffs start on Thursday. And police in France have raided the headquarters of the 2026 Olympic organizers. It's reportedly a part of a sponsor's inquiry over the ways digital sponsors for the games were selected. For CKNX Sports, I'm Adam Bell.
Becoming partly sunny this afternoon, hot and humid. Starting out clear tonight, but becoming partly cloudy before morning with a low of 21. Increasingly cloudy tomorrow morning. The risk of showers or a thunderstorm in the afternoon. Gusty winds and a high of 27. Sunny on Thursday, high near 25.
Subscribe to CKNX News wherever you get your podcast and read the latest stories on CKNXNewsToday.ca.